Shop Stores.
Hey, stay with RDI. How are you doing today?
Hey, Dave. I'm good. How are you?
All right. Anybody looking to get engaged to begin the process with your fine store?
We haven't really had anybody in lately with that kind of request, so
okay.
We just have to keep our fingers crossed, I guess.
It'll happen.
Yeah.
It'll happen.
I think all this recovery from the hurricane stuff, everybody's got, like, different stuff in mind or something. I don't know.
I was wondering about, I know where you guys are. I've been by that way before, and I was
uh-huh.
I was kind of wondering how you guys made out of all that.
So, I mean, like us, just in our little town, we mostly all just went without power for, you know, several days, but no, like, flooding or anything like that, so.
Okay, yeah. I mean, once it goes past 2 days of not having power, then you really, like, take it for granted that, wow, we are missing a lot here.
We are, like, totally spoiled, you know?
Oh, absolutely. But I was just curious because I know, like, in western North Carolina, like, in a lot of areas, like, especially in the mountainous regions, that they're
yes.
having some difficulty, and there's, you know, kind of some difficult times there, and I was hoping that you guys were okay.
For the most part, I mean, we have a lot of, trees down and stuff, but my son actually goes to Appalachian University.
Okay.
In Boone. Oh, my gosh, when I couldn't get a hold of him for the, like, initial just, you know, because the phones weren't working and stuff, that was a little bit terrifying, but
oh,
he
yeah.
was fine. So.
Oh, okay. Did his cell phone work or anything like that, or no?
No.
As a parent, it's kind of disheartening because you don't want anything to happen.
Terrifying because we had kind of started hearing that there was floods and stuff going on and, like, and there was all around him, but, like, he didn't have any damage or anything, so.
Oh, that's good. Oh.
Yeah.
What year is he in school?
So he actually did a community college for 2 years. So
yeah.
This is his first year at App, so what is that, I guess, junior year? Right?
Yeah. No, that's
yeah.
a lot of kids do the same thing. It buys them an additional 2 years to figure out what they really want to major in.
Exactly.
Right? And I did the same thing 35 years ago. It's like, you know what, I'll go to community college, got an associate, then transferred to a 4-year school in the SUNY system. And when I hear kids doing what you're describing, I think it's the greatest thing.
Yeah, I agree. Totally.
Yeah. And like I said, it buys them 2 more years of kind of like really, do I really want to do this or not? Or
yes.
Or,
and he definitely needed that. I don't think if he had went like away the first year, he would have been back. So.
Right. No, that makes total sense.
Yeah. He likes home, so.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know, though. He's getting used to being away now, so, but I don't think he would have 2 years ago, so.
Well, see, that's another thing, too. It kind of buys him a little time to kind of, you know, sort that kind of stuff out too, and
yeah.
you know, ours was, you know, he didn't have any issues like, you know, getting away from home and all that kind of stuff. But the thing was is that they always got to keep the periscope up in case something happens where they need to come home. So
exactly,
you know, and but that all worked out okay.
Good.
So well, good. I hope he does well, and certainly hope you guys are doing well yourself. And if needed, I'll be here till 6 o'clock. Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right, you got it. Have yourself a great afternoon.
Thanks, you too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.